Audio Addict Radio Show.
Buongiorno.
Hello, everyone.
Hello.
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 How is everyone?
I'm doing all right.
I'm tired. I'm very tired.
I'm also tired.
Very good.
I'm okay. I've been up since 9. That's reasonable. Grandparents down. Free food. I'm doing all right.
I do like free food.
I love free food.
It's the last show before Christmas.
Oh.
Well, yeah, I enjoy this. This is fun.
It is quite fun.
I look forward to this.
And it's a really good excuse to not have to do any work. We're in here for 2 hours. So, yeah, this week, if you listened last week, you would have heard us do our little intro about what's going to happen this week. And we're going to be doing the countdown of Audio Addict's Top 10 Albums of 2013.
Oh, excited.
That sounds good to me. Well, I've seen the list.
The list.
It's a good, that's a good list.
It's a huge list. I was impressed by the size.
Yeah, it took me a while. It was a solid... It took me hours to...
Really?
Yeah, it took me hours. I reckon there's over 100 albums on there.
Collected. What we did is, how many contributors do you think we have?
Over 20, I reckon.
So there was, around 25 people voted for their top 10 albums of the year.
That's and, 200 albums.
Louis went through and did a little scoring system. Did you do it like number one got 10 points?
Yeah, I did it like that. And I got well annoyed because like number 9, 10 and 11 all had the same point. So I had to find out who had the most number twos. like if you understand what I mean.
Yeah.
That was well annoying.
Yeah.
So yeah, it should be good. The way we're going to do it is in between every couple of songs, there's 5 of us here and we've each picked a song from our top album we're going to play as well, which is why it starts with Frank Turner, because of Louis.
What? Sorry? Aiden's distracted me. Can you scroll down, Leo? It's annoying me.
Sorry, someone posted a Grand Theft Auto spoiler on Twitter and I don't want to read it.
Oh, right. Sorry. Totally off topic there. It's just really annoying me.
I wonder what he was doing then.
Oh, I know. It was weird. Sorry, what did you say?
Yeah, so it's starting with Frank Turner because that's yours.
This is my number 2 album of the year. My number 1 album of the year is the one Leo picked, which we'll play later.
We got the same number one.
Yep, same number one. My number 2 is Frank Turner and it came 11th, so technically it's in the right order.
Nearly.
It came 11th. Which is gutting for me. It's Tape Deck Heart, and it's his darkest album he's ever written. Frank Turner, I think it's definitely his darkest. It's a breakup album essentially, and this song's
a bit sad.
He's really sad.
Did he have a breakup? Do you know?
He's definitely had a breakup. He's had more than one. And, God, it gets really. Have you heard it, Ellis?
I've tried.
Oh, okay. It's great. It's really good. But Leo doesn't like it. Leo thinks it's not enough. What did you say?
It's not enough anger.
Yeah, well, I can't remember what I said.
You said there was... Oh, I can't remember. It wasn't diverse enough.
Not enough shouting.
Yeah, it's a bit one-dimensional.
That's it.
Yeah.
But if you compare it to all his other albums, it's a completely different dimension.
Yeah,
so
I'd agree with that.
Look at it.
Yeah, I'd agree with that.
It's a completely different dimension for him to go. I don't think it's even that mainstream compared to his other stuff. He's just been accepted into the mainstream, really.
Actually, I've listened to it back, and I say it's definitely less mainstream. Less mainstream than the other stuff, yeah.
Yeah, and but essentially, it's his most popular album ever.
Oh, definitely,
like, he sold out the O2 Arena, so pretty cool.
Yeah, he is just on the rise. Like, when's it going to dip?
It's not. At one point, he will be the Billy Bragg of, like, in, like, 20 years, he'll be, like, Billy Bragg, I guess.
I think maybe now is his peak.
Yeah, now is his peak, definitely.
Do you think he could ever headline the major festivals?
Yeah, he'll do Reading on you, I reckon. Give him another album.
I'd say, I'd agree with that.
He could probably do Reading. But then it'll be on a decline. I hope, so I can see him in smaller venues again. Just me, please.
Well, yeah, so we'll open it up with that. And then at number 10 is Lady Gaga's album.
Art Pop.
I haven't listened to it.
God.
I tried once. It sounded like a pop album.
Yeah. This doesn't look good when the first album on our list we're all groaning at.
Well, most of them are going to get groans, to be honest.
Yeah.
But it can't be a bad album.
I don't even like art. Well, no, I imagine it's all right, but compared to other stuff, I don't have a lot.
I think it's her worst album, I think.
Yeah.
I don't think she's weird enough on it.
Yeah.
That's really? Her thing, isn't it? She needs to be a bit odd.
I mean, I don't mean weird as in, like, go out there and make a jazz album, but just, like, for someone that, like, dresses like that in public, you got to, like, project that on your album a bit more, I think, a little more
like
diverse.
Like she previously has done.
Yeah, like she has done, yeah. It just felt a little toned down, but it's not awful.
It's not awful.
there you go. Ringing endorsement.
So, Frank Turner, Louis' choice, and then at number 10, it's Lady Gaga.
This is your student station, Radio Sonar.
So, that was our number 10 album of the year, apparently.
Great.
That song's rubbish.
It is pretty bad, isn't it?
We found someone on our course posted on our Facebook page.
Joe Price.
There you go.
I like Joe.
He,
just in case he didn't know Joe.
He's all right.
It's basically a page where you get all the popular albums of the year, and then underneath is the typical stereotype of the person who would like that album.
But
is that how
perfect.
You describe it? So yeah. There's every album we're going to play today is on this list. And this
actually,
one,
no, it not every album.
Is it not?
Queens of Stone Age isn't on there, unfortunately.
No. It's not good enough.
Oh, we just gave away
you just gave away one of them. Oh. God's sake, Aiden. Oh. Just finish the show now. Thank you for listening. I'm going to Ava's.
So we just play Lady Gaga, and this is the worst example to begin with.
Yeah,
because really
it's surreal.
You could do the Frank, you could turn, do the Frank Turner one first.
We could do, actually, yeah.
Yeah, all right. Hang
so on. That was mean to go on. The perfect description of Louis incoming.
Yeah, this is me.
This is, yeah, it just is you. Yeah. Okay, Frank Turner, tape deck cart. Punks who live in terror that someone will find out about their trust fund.
Yeah.
Oh, dear.
Wow. Learn something about me every day.
Do you live in terror?
A little bit.
A little bit? Oh.
Well, I'm... Yeah, yeah.
But then, so yeah, the Lady Gaga one, did we even say what it was? Because I don't really get it.
Jeff Koons.
Who's he?
Jeff Koons.
I think apparently he makes statues.
Yeah, I think he made the cover. I think the cover is a statue and he made it, and that's why. But that's not funny.
Well done to Jeff Koons.
Yeah, well, nice guy.
So this is the structure. Yeah, he's a good guy.
Good lad.
So yeah, this show's going to be a little bit different, but I thought we'd just do a couple of little bit news stories because Royal Blood got signed.
Woo! Oh, we told you.
And yeah, that we makes did. Us look good because we did a presenting piece, what was it, ages ago? A few weeks ago?
About a month ago now.
And what was the Lennon show?
Yeah, about a month ago, I imagine.
And then they were on the BBC Sound of 2014 list, and now they got signed to Warner Bros.
Yeah.
They were great live.
Really tight. Two of them.
The drummer went so hard he broke his finger. So
and kept playing.
Yeah.
I wanted to mention that one because it makes us look good.
Yeah, fantastic. I'm glad we saw them when we did because I think they won't be playing in venues like that for much longer.
Nah, definitely.
They're already opening at Finsbury Park, aren't they?
Yeah, supporting Arctic Monkeys. I love Finsbury Park, that's where I stayed. They've got a great kebab shop.
There you go. And the only other bit I was going to mention was Takedown.
Yeah, Takedown. They announced Funeral for a Friend. I want to go.
I am so looking forward to this. Apparently, they're playing Hours in its entirety.
They've been doing that on the tour, but I don't know if they'll do that for a festival headline show.
Are you joking?
Yeah, no. they've been doing Hours and Full lately.
I know.
I don't think they're doing that at Takedown though, because it's a festival headline show.
I hope they do. But if they do, I'll be going mad.
But my favourite band on that lineup, apart from the band we'll talk about, are Glamour of the Kill. And I haven't seen Glamour of the Kill.
Oh, for God's sake.
Are you still well into them?
They're a great band.
Oh, I don't know if I describe them as a great band, but I like them when I was like 16.
They're better than Bullet. They sound like Bullet, but they're better than
they sound like Bullet without hooks.
No, they do have closing hooks.
Rise from your grave.
Great song.
What was that?
That was how the song goes.
Oh, yeah, that sounds horrible.
And they're a great band.
I disagree, and I don't know them.
I might not even be going to Takedown because I might go and see Ric Flair.
Well, but Takedown is the day after my birthday.
And Sondre Dutt now.
Oh, well.
Yeah, that's Takedown.
Wrestling.
It's kind of like, how do you describe Takedown? It's like the metal of Southampton.
Oh, the hardcore Southampton.
Hardcore slash pop punk.
And a bit of metal.
Maybe Godzilla are playing.
So they'll just be better than absolutely everyone else on the bill.
And might just go see them and go home.
That'll be the band where I spill my beer.
Yeah, yeah.
And my God, did we drink last year?
Oh, God.
And the year before that.
Oh, God.
So you haven't been yet, have you?
What are you guys
I haven't been yet still.
Aiden, God.
I don't know why I didn't do it in the first year, but I missed it last
year. You didn't go, yeah.
Well, I missed it last year because I went to the FA Cup final and we lost to Wigan. So it was kind of a waste of a day.
And they were playing the FA Cup final in there anyway.
Yeah. So I think it would have been worse if I was going to stand there in a Man City shirt and I got 80,000 angry, sorry, not that many, about 2,000 angry punks around me going, "Way!"
My God, did we get drunk?
Yeah, it was both silly.
I've heard stories about Sean at the
party. I don't want to talk about it.
Yeah. I think we've talked about it already on the radio.
Oh, we did,
before.
Yeah.
Never again.
You guys.
I say never again, I'm doing it this year. But.
See, I'm up for that.
Baby Godzilla.
Let's just go see Baby Godzilla. Let's ask him to play twice.
Oh, no, we've got to see Feed the Rhino.
They'll be a close second.
Yeah, they'll be a close second. Don't forget Lost Alone, guys. That's a joke.
All right, they're awful. I don't like them.
Dead.
Is that the band?
Yeah, that's the band Ash is touring with at the moment.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
We missed you, Ash.
Pretty cool.
No. Ash isn't listening, is he?
No, he's not. He'll be on tour.
I can say whatever I want about him. That's a listener. But yeah, let's go, maybe.
So that's Takedown. We're going to move swiftly because there's quite a lot of songs to play today for obvious reasons. Leo, you probably will want to do the intro for Ain't It Fun.
For Ain't It Fun? Mm-hmm. Wait, isn't the next two? Aren't the next two mine?
Well,
we'll talk after Ain't It Fun.
Ain't It Fun. It's probably the least Paramore track on the new Paramore album, to be honest. It's kind of funky and soulful. It's got a gospel choir in it. That's all you need to know, to be honest.
You don't sound that keen.
No, it's really good. I love it.
I think I know enough already.
I love it.
I think the album's mediocre.
No, it's a pop album, mate.
It's a bit flat.
It's a pop album.
I really liked it. I didn't even like it.
But you can say it's a pop album, but I can still stand back and say it's not a good pop album. No, it's not. I don't think it is.
It's a good album.
I didn't like Paramore's other stuff, but I like that.
It's a rock album.
Yeah. It's not a rock album.
I miss the crunchy guitars. I miss that pop punk tone.
But, yeah. Anyway, this is a good. This is like the most unique song on it, probably.
What's the album called?
It's a self-titled.
Power, self-titled.
Yeah.
It's a defining album.
And that is Audio Addicts number 9 of 2013. That's so not Paramore.
I know it's not. Yeah. Is it
flat?
What was that at the end?
Flat. You like it? You're dancing along.
Yeah, that's a good song. But the album as a whole is a bit flat.
Nah, mate.
So according to the list in front of us, what's your typical Paramore fan?
It's me.
Early 20s types who nurture inexplicably fond memories of pop punk.
Yep.
That is you.
Those were the days.
See, inexplainable. It's like I said outside. What is the point of pop punk?
Everything.
Oh, dear. I don't know. No, I'm leaving this for the Wonder Years.
I'll tell you what, actually. I say that I've got to step in. It's there to soundtrack your summer.
Yeah, it's there for summer. It's there to soundtrack your life.
Your good times, man. You got some good times. Listen to Blink-182 and have a barbecue in the park.
Yeah.
I like Blink-182, but I don't like them because they're pop punk. They just have some nice songs.
It's just fun. Makes you feel good. I don't like gloomy music, and pop punk makes me feel good.
Yeah. It's the sort of music I think should like be on the adverts to anything that's doing a retrospective on the last summer.
Yeah, very much.
So if we're talking about the next song, because it's the Wonder Years were top of Louis and Leo's list.
Yeah, totally.
So Leo's picked the song we're going to play because it's not in the overall top 10.
Yeah. Since we've just been talking about pop punk, the way I describe the Wonder Years is it's like pop punk for people in their 20s. Because it's kind of singing about stuff like from the point of view of someone who's in their mid 20s, it's kind of disfranchised with life. Incredible lyrics, like incredible instrumentals.
It's just an incredible album.
It's perfect.
Nurturing inexplicably fond lyrics of pop punk.
You don't get bored of it. It's clever.
It's really clever. Anyone who thinks pop punk is about pizza and skating and things like that, this is the opposite. It's like pop punk but grown up, essentially. Yeah. That's what it is.
It's an evolution.
It's beautiful.
The good thing is, when it first came out and we got it, it was in the middle of summer when it was like really, really warm and it just soundtracked it perfectly.
I've listened to it more now. I was like, oh, that's cool. But after that, it's a grower as well.
Yeah. And it's kind of reflective as well. Like the way the songs are written, it's quite personal to the singer Soupy, but at the same time you can relate to it as well.
It's very relatable.
I get it in the sense that if it's a good song, they're a good band, then that's good. But pop punk overall, it's like, what's the point?
But they're using pop punk as a vessel for something bigger.
You have no idea how much saying that annoys them too.
I know, that's what I'm doing. That's exactly why I'm saying it. Trying to provoke something.
It's a vessel for something bigger. They are a pop punk band, but they're not just a pop punk band.
Would they be pointless?
If they were what? If they
just
were
just a pop punk band.
They are a pop punk band, but they're probably the best pop punk band
at the moment.
Yeah,
they're not really a conventional pop punk band.
They're not a big name. I wouldn't have many friends that have heard of them.
This is their moment. This album is like they kicked the door down. They're like, look at us.
It's perfection.
When most people say pop punk bands, they think of bands with the singles from the last 10 years, like Offspring, New Found Glory, and Blink 182. Yeah.
Exactly, and this is not like that. This is a songwriter.
Yeah,
this
totally.
A pure songwriter.
Songs.
Yeah.
So those three bands Aiden just said that are just pop punk, are they pointless?
No. Because they soundtrack a time in our life, and at the time it was relevant. Maybe not.
But now we've grown up, and the Wonder Years have kind of grown up with us.
Yeah, but conversely, we're going to be looking back on 2013 to say Miley Cyrus soundtrack that, and we should be listening to her more often.
Nah.
No, that will happen.
It will. I hope not.
Yeah.
So yeah, let's play this song. It's called Passing Through a Screen Door. It's by the Wonder Years.
Sounds painful.
Yeah, it didn't make our top 10, but it was Louis and Leo's number one choice. Like, that's a good song. I'm definitely not going to try and argue against that. It sounds really nice.
Can we play it again?
No.
No. not that good.
What's the album title? I should probably check it out.
The Greatest Generation.
Yeah.
Greatest Generation.
It's fantastic.
Yeah. Cool. Reviews-wise this week, there's not a whole lot to talk about. We've had a very busy week, us five.
Oh, it's been hectic.
We've been trying to get the first edition of our Audio Addict magazine out.
And it's done.
Mm-hmm. It's done now.
It's done.
Online when?
Friday, I think.
Yeah, it should be.
And if you're in about Southampton, Bournemouth, Portsmouth, Brighton, might see the print edition as of the new year.
Yeah, as of the new year. First week of January, it will be out in physical copy.
It's exciting stuff.
Which would be great. Can't wait.
And we had our presentation.
Yeah, that was fun, wasn't it, Aiden?
I did not enjoy it.
My favourite bit of the presentation was when we were talking about the print dates and we were saying when it was going to get printed. And Aiden was like, as you can see, we plan on in front of all the lecturers, all the markers. Aiden goes, as you can see, we plan on taking the magazine to be printed on the 5th of December. And I just chip in going, that's today, mate.
You say in front of all the lecturers and all the markers, but by the end of the day, there's only two people left in there.
Yeah, that is true.
I was quite relieved about that. And they were so knackered because they had been there for about 6 hours just watching people present the same old rubbish.
And we'd come in our scruffy clothes.
And we were just like, yeah, you know, Audio Addict, we're going to carry on.
Well, if they want to pretend it's a business meeting, they should do it in the business room.
Yeah, in our session.
They should pretend that we're dressed up if they're going to pretend that they're professional that day.
We're journos. We come in on our shorts. They're probably listening to this. The quiz.
Okay. Hello. Take my comments on board, please.
But it went well. We had our little feedback session this morning. We all got a first. Yay!
Yay! We're not failures yet.
Yeah.
Not yet.
Next up in the list is without doubt the worst edition.
No!
Without doubt.
I think we're going to have to let Louis talk about this.
Oh, dear.
So, what is it? Number eight? Are we up to number eight now?
Yeah, it must be. Yeah, well, no, eight. Number seven? Yeah, this.
It's eight.
I can't count.
It's Bastille.
Oh god.
But album's called Bad Blood, and it was my number five and number six album of the year. I love it personally.
Why do you love it?
Because you can sing along. It's a sing along album, in my opinion. It's different to.
I can't remember any of the hooks.
It's different to Peace. It's different to Palmer Violets.
Is it?
Yes, so much different. In my opinion, it's very unique. You don't like them, Leo. I know we saw them, but you buggered off to see some metal band.
It still made me fall asleep, genuinely, like multiple times.
Oh, it's a great album. And Pompey came out, like...
Pompey?
Yeah.
Pompey,
whatever.
Pompey's a Portsmouth.
Norfolk boy, mate.
I chose this one because it's the only one I can... Yeah. I know how it goes just by hearing
the title.
It's
probably one of my top singles of the year as well.
At the beginning, it's like...
It's like three songs in one. They could have made three number one singles out of this one song.
I prefer Laura Marling.
Oh, shut up. It's better than Laura Marling.
What?
It's the best.
Oh, no.
It's the best.
No, Louis.
Yes, it is so.
It's better than Laura Marling.
It is. Oh, no, I didn't mean to say Laura Marling. Who am I thinking of? Oh, who's that character for Twin Peaks that the song was named after?
Laura Palmer.
Laura Palmer, that's the one. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a better song from that. But that's a great song as well.
Is it?
Mm. Yes, they're all great songs. All right. I like his voice. I like Dan Smith's voice. Yeah. It's really unique.
What's his name?
Yeah. Dan Smith.
I know Dan Smith.
Yeah.
It's not him.
I know Dan Smith.
Everyone knows Dan Smith. It's pretty generic, isn't it?
Very common.
But I love this album.
You know.
I remember seeing them support Two Door Cinema Club, and they've now kind of overtaken them, haven't they?
Well, I'm sure they're very good.
Okay, well, let's play it, unfortunately.
It's a great song.
It's number eight of Audio Addict's albums of the year. What's the album called? Bad Blood.
Yeah. There's a new edition of it now.
And Louis reckons they're better than Laura Marling, which is the
Do you know where it's coming out so we can know when to not buy it?
It's out now, I think.
Okay, yep.
I'll make sure I don't buy it.
Okay.
See, I like what Sean just said. He just said, when it's on, I'm definitely just waiting for it to finish.
Disagree. Yeah. I disagree.
It's not very good, is it?
No, it's great.
Oh, dear. It's dear great. Me.
I love that album.
I like that then as well. Yeah, it's not very good, is it?
God, you don't know good music, guys.
do we have to bring up the X Factor thing again? No.
Did you watch it this week? No.
No.
No. You're forgetting none of us watch it.
Does it finish yet?
What? It's final one, next week.
Oh, is it?
Oh, ooh, who's going to get the Christmas number one?
Oh, hopefully it's Luke Friend.
I hope it's none of them. I hope someone else gets it.
We'll I thought it was guaranteed to be Lily Allen with her Pretty Little Cover, but that's already
disappeared. It's a bit early, isn't it, mate?
Yeah, she released it too soon. Yeah.
It's called Pretty Little Cover.
Something about a road that she knows. But I don't
Next year, okay.
Oh, isn't it a Keane cover?
I'm gonna make a shout now. Next year, that might be at her. Next album might be in my top 10.
Lily Allen.
Yeah.
That's
not a bad shout, is it?
Not if the production stays the same as it did in that single.
I forgot that she's already got that single and that was rubbish.
Yeah. I didn't mind it.
Pound in the swear jar.
It was rubbish.
We've all sworn now on this show at least.
Apart from me.
I haven't.
Ellis
and Sean have behaved.
Kind of a professional. Anyway. I don't know who wants to do the intro for Disclosure because
I like it.
Okay, do you want to tell us about the album?
It's really good. I don't really know how to describe house pop music, but yeah, it's good. It's my first introduction to that kind of genre.
Yeah, I've never really got into that genre before, but that album's sort of okay, maybe I'll dive into it when I'm bored or something.
It's so solid.
Quite interesting.
It's I got the deluxe edition as well, and it doesn't get boring. There's so
many.
Why did
you get the deluxe edition?
Because I don't know, I'm not 100% sure why I got the deluxe edition, but I just did.
Okay.
Yeah.
There's a good number of hits on that album.
So many anthems and straight up dance tracks as well.
Some bangers.
Some bangers. Yeah, it's brilliant.
Gave Sam Smith his little intro, and he's probably going to be a big deal next year.
Oh, definitely.
He'll be a big deal next year.
He's got one of the most incredible voices I've ever heard. It's ridiculous.
Very impressive. So, may as well play it. I chose Help Me Lose My Mind. I chose it because I was told to by my housemate who said it was one of the best ones on the album.
No idea.
Singer from London Grammar's on it, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
I was going to ask who the featuring credit was.
Yeah. It's number 7. What's the album called?
Settle.
Oh, yeah.
What's the line about it on the website?
Oh, yeah.
Shoppers who genuinely enjoy music that gets played in H&M.
Yeah,
I can think of a few people actually right off the top of my head that I won't say who fit that bracket perfectly.
I shop in H&M.
Are you what the person I was thinking of?
That's all right then. I don't enjoy Disclosure.
So yeah, let's hear the track. Help Me Lose My Mind. That wouldn't be my favourite track from the album, but that does sound nice.
Yeah, it's great. It's all right.
I'm not surprised it got in the top 10 albums a year. Mm. Not surprised at all.
It's great production. Really unique production.
It does stand out, doesn't it? You definitely notice them.
Yeah.
Gigs this week, anyone? A couple of you bought tickets.
I didn't buy them. My dad got me a Black Sabbath ticket for my birthday.
I'm so jealous.
That'd be really fun.
Where is it? Near
LG Arena in Birmingham.
Up in there.
Is it nice?
No.
No.
it was a long time. I actually saw Ozzy there.
Was that at the Ozfest thing?
No, it was 2006.
That's ages ago. That was.
Who did he had Black Label Society support.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And it wasn't that good.
No,
the venue. Yeah, him and the venue, actually. the venue's just our security really uptight, and it's just car parking's rubbish.
That's okay, I'm not driving.
But you'll enjoy it. It's Sabbath. Sabbath. I'm very jealous. Anyway, it's in Birmingham, it's my hometown. It'll be insane.
Yeah. Oh yeah, I didn't make that connection. That's fantastic.
Oh, that is amazing, Aiden.
Oh.
You're gonna see Black Sabbath in their hometown.
Yes. Oh, this is gonna be amazing.
Even then, it's got a cheeky smile. So yeah, I'm jealous.
I'm so jealous now.
But it's nothing compared to the ticket I bought this week. Are you ready?
Okay.
Are you ready? I got Frank Turner tickets.
let's stop that.
Wait, you're seeing Frank Turner?
Yeah.
What, seriously?
I didn't even know you liked him.
Yeah.
You're comparing Frank Turner, a man who plays 400 shows a year, to Black Sabbath, who play about 5.
Wow. Frank Turner's just a bit better, isn't he?
Next song. Quick.
I'm going to this.
Where are you seeing him?
I'm seeing him at the O2 Arena. I've got seated tickets for that one. Flogging Molly are supporting, and Beans on Toast at the O2 Arena. That'd be good, won't it? Beans on Toast at the O2 Arena.
Yeah, but Louis, it's not Black Sabbath in Birmingham.
Yeah, no. Frank Turner. But the best bit is, the day after I see Frank Turner at the O2 again, I get to see him again in Portsmouth.
I'd rather see Black Sabbath in Birmingham than Frank Turner twice.
No.
Yeah.
How many times will that be that you've
this
seen?
Will be my 14th and my 15th time seeing Frank Turner live.
Jesus. I haven't seen anyone live that much.
All of those 15 times doesn't match up to Black Sabbath in Birmingham.
Does. I've seen Black Sabbath in London, but with Dio singing.
That's not Black Sabbath.
Well, it is. Better Sabbath.
No.
Louis, come on.
If we get into this, we're serious. Gonna be here all day. Ozzy laid down that blueprint for heavy metal.
Yeah, but Dio's just better than Ozzy.
When Dio joined Sabbath, they became just another power metal band.
They were great, weren't they? They had some better tunes.
They were good.
No, they did
not have better tunes.
Name one better tune.
There is not.
Mob Rules, man.
Mob Rules is good, but not as good as like Iron Man, War Pigs, Into the Void.
That album, the Heaven and Hell album, I think was better than the Sabbath album.
Just,
No.
Yeah, definitely.
Oh, Louis, even when you're talking about a band that everyone loves, you wind them up.
Seriously,
anyway, Frank Turner, 2 days in a row. Yeah. I cannot wait. And I'm going to go to Beans and Toast pub in the middle of them in London, Camden, the Monarch. That'd be nice. I think if he's going to be anywhere, he'll be there, won't he?
Mm-hmm. And The Darkness? Is that a
Oh, yeah, I might go to Darkness on Monday.
Where's
that'd be
that?
Good. And in Norwich.
Oh, right.
So they're doing Permission to Land in full.
That'd be amazing.
Speaking of hometowns, Norwich is Darkness's hometown. So
I thought Lowestoft was their hometown.
Well, it's like 10 miles away, if that.
Oh, close enough.
So it's like their hometown venue.
Not quite Birmingham.
Nah, yeah. It's not quite in the middle of Birmingham.
Mate, Norwich. Woo! The Darkness. I believe in a thing called love. La, 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 la.
Oh, that was near Christmas as well. So
yeah, they're going to do Christmas time. Last time I saw them, it was insane. They had like fireworks everywhere in the Guildhall. Fireworks in the Guildhall. Loads. Cool. Yeah. It's awesome, so I can't wait.
Well, it's. Yeah.
I get to go for free.
Fair enough. Next up is the number one from Sean's list, Future of the Left.
Future of the Left.
Give it a little intro.
Brilliant band.
Christmas theme.
I don't know how. Yeah, it's called The Real Meaning of Christmas, which is topical.
relevant.
Yeah, I don't know. I just think their songwriter, who's called like Falco, he is genuinely the best songwriter in the UK today.
He's called Falco?
Yeah, it's not his real name, obviously.
I was going to say, I swear that's a footballer's name.
Yeah, Falco.
Yeah, just brilliant lyricism. Weird, very original musicianship. I don't know, listen to it. It's good.
Yeah, we played one a few weeks ago, didn't we?
Oh, I hope you guys remember that. It's going to be like
that. Heavy. It's not like that.
Is it not like
that? This is more like a catchy, like, post-punk song.
Okay.
Yeah, they're very varied. They start really heavy, like nu metal, and end with a song that sounds like Tom Waits.
Okay.
Cool. That sounds good.
Strange album, but it's really, really good.
I haven't listened to it.
I need to hear it.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, let's
everyone
listen.
Needs to hear it. Yeah,
it's, it did make it to the top 10, but it's Sean's number one. Oh, was it? How high was it?
I don't know, it got 19 points, and someone must have put it at number
2. Yeah.
Shout out to whoever that was.
Someone put it up.
Well done, you.
Doing great.
I think it was Richard.
Oh yeah, well done, Richard.
And so yeah, they're going to tell us what the real meaning of Christmas is, apparently. Da-da.
That's cool.
Yeah. Oi.
That was well cool.
It's very short.
I like short songs.
That
punk.
Is the real meaning of Christmas.
Yep, it's punk rock.
I didn't really hear the lyrics. What do they think about Christmas?
Liberate your children from gift wrap, Sabrina. No, liberate your children from presents, Sabrina. We can burn the gift wrap and that will keep them warm.
I'm pretty sure
that's a nice message.
Hey, I like that.
Beautiful.
That'll just leave them with second and third degree burns. Imagine trying to open your present though, it's on fire. That's not nice.
I would describe their singer as a people person. he's good.
Who's any of you four that excited for Christmas? Is it a big deal?
I'm starting to slowly get into it, but my birthday is not till the 18th, so I don't like to think it's Christmas until I've had my birthday.
Oh, yeah.
And that's why you're so cynical about it.
I'm cynical about everything in general.
Yeah.
What did I do? I edited last week's show yesterday to put it up as a podcast and at the beginning.
It's funny, I listened to it.
We all walked in and there was all this tinsel stuff. We sound so unhappy.
I hate Christmas.
Last week was only just the start of December. That was way too early.
Yeah. That was a bit.
But no, I hate Christmas. I like the food. Food's cool.
I've Christmas dinner, you can't knock it at all.
On the day, I don't mind it.
That is the best thing about Christmas is the food.
Yeah.
Because if you strip it all back on Christmas Day, you see all your family and eat all the food. You can't hate that.
You watch telly, Christmas telly.
But, EastEnders on Christmas Day.
That must be your heaven.
Yeah, I love it. I love Christmas telly.
But so the build up is a bit ridiculous.
Yeah, I don't like any of this. I like getting drunk. I got drunk on Christmas Eve. Yeah, 2 years ago, I got drunk on Christmas Eve and we went into the church for free wine.
Oh, that is low.
Oh, well.
That is low.
Ouch.
That's my life.
Well, me and my friends at home do. The Christmas Eve is like the little Christmas get together. We always go to the same pub and
yeah, we do that.
Yeah, I don't like it because then I don't want to be hungover on Christmas Day. That's
oh,
not
mate,
fun.
Challenge.
Oh no, I did that once at Christmas Eve, but then I found out like sitting down at lunchtime for my Christmas dinner, that was the perfect cure for my hangover.
Oh, but I just want to feel good on Christmas Day.
I do want to feel good.
It's just another day, mate. It's just another day.
Oh, Louis.
Oh, don't get all cynical.
No, actually, it's not another day, because no other day of the year on BBC do they show Only Fools and Horses Christmas special reruns.
Yeah, we need some new classics to, you know.
There'll be another episode.
They show the Royal Family.
There'll be another episode of the Royal Family.
That'll be great.
Do you not like the Royal Family?
It's not my...
To be fair, you're not from the North, though.
Yeah, it's not my demographic.
I don't mean that in a condescending way.
I like it, though.
It's literally the basis of Northern humour.
Really? Yeah, I hate it.
I don't think I've ever tried.
My dad likes it.
It's worth a go, the old ones.
It's funny. Nah.
We don't really do the TV thing. Because none of my family are like...
Well, none of my family talks to each other.
It's the one down here we have to play charades and rubbish like that.
Oh, we don't play Survivor.
Oh, we do all that rubbish now. We didn't 5 years ago, but now all of a sudden we start playing games.
No,
it was games.
When I was cynical today, aren't you?
Games. Yeah, I'm in a feisty mood.
It's because it's Christmas, isn't it?
Yeah, it's because it's Christmas. Yeah. Christmas.
All right, we should probably get on with the next song, Smooth Sailing, Queens of the Stone Age.
Yes, choice. My album of the year.
And is it number six?
We're playing it because it's number six, but it was your number one as well.
It was my personal number one of the year, yeah. It's the first album since probably Songs for the Deaf, I thought, that I could listen to as a whole Queens of the Stone Age album. I thought it was... I really feel bad about trying to big this up now because I know like nearly everyone in here doesn't like it.
I wouldn't say I don't like it, but it's just okay.
I
can see where people come from that. I mean, you do listen through to the album. There's none of the like the big riffs that their big Kerrang! Singles had or anything. But as an album, as a solid piece, I think it's like a great soundtrack for going in the desert and taking drugs. That sort of album.
I thought of a line for it.
Go on.
Because there isn't a line on the thing for it. It's an album for stoners who know they probably shouldn't be getting stoned tonight.
I have no comment.
Pub rock.
Pub rock, yeah.
Pub rock, mate.
No, not a chance in hell that's pub rock.
I'm surprised it got so high up in the album list, but clearly it's something people
like.
Yeah,
a lot of our contributors must have agreed
with you. Must like it.
A lot of people love it.
What's the album called?
Light Clockwork.
Light Clockwork, and this is Smooth Sailing. It's Audio Addicts number 6 of 2013. Yeah, that's a cool song.
I really like it.
Cool flow. Makes me feel like I'm cool.
It's really laid back.
Yeah, and it reminds me of them Krieger Vultures. Is that what you said?
Yeah. It's kind of got more of a riff with as least amount of distortion as possible thing going on the record. That's the best way I could describe it.
Wow. Is there any festival news this week?
Maybe. Well, I think we should leave.
Have we talked about the Reading announcement, actually?
Did we talk about the Reading announcement? Bliff Bingo 82. My shout got announced, wasn't it?
Did we talk about that last
week? No, we said who we wanted for it, but we didn't say who.
Yeah. Blink 182.
I did say if there's two headliners I want to see this year, it's Reg Gets Machine and it's Blink 182. So I'm probably going to go see Blink 182.
That will be cool.
Yeah, they're great last time.
I saw clips of them because they were only there, 3 or 4 years ago? And it sounds really scruffy and rubbish.
Yeah, but that's them. That's the point of them.
Who are the others that got announced?
No one.
Jake Bug, I think.
Jake Bug.
Disclosure.
Metronomy.
Weird of Mice and Men.
Yeah, headlining a stage.
I know.
What stage?
The rock stage.
The rock stage.
Oh, the rock stage.
The lock-up stage is now like a Kerrang! Rock stage.
Only on a day, though.
Wasn't lock-up really good last year?
Yeah, lock-up's always good.
Oh, they had Tomahawk headliner.
Lock-up stage is good every year.
That must have been mental.
I saw Bad Religion play there and No Effects play there.
Yeah, that's great. Jake Bug, it's all standard Reading shouts.
So yeah, I think if I go to Reading, I'll only be for the day.
It's gonna be interesting to see how high Jake Bug is.
Yeah,
he's gonna be right.
There'll be main stage this year, I think.
Yeah, definitely.
Disclosure will be this year's Chase the Status moment, I imagine, because last year they went nuts. Apparently,
there's not one band on that list that makes me like really want to consider going Reading, though. They're all just kind of like side bands, if anything.
I would like to see Blink 182, but I'm not gonna pay over £200 just for them.
Yeah.
Pay £100, get a hotel in the middle of Reading or something.
Stay in a hotel, you crazy.
Aren't camping.
That's getting old.
Reading camping's terrible. We're getting old, aren't we? Might do the same for Download or Sonny. Not Sonny.
Stay in a hotel.
You're not doing Sonny. You're against Sonny.
I am against Sonny a bit.
What are you going to be doing for Sonny? Are you camping with your dad?
Camping with my dad.
No, I'll be camping with some of my mates from back home, probably.
Oh, cool. I'll come visit.
Yeah, come visit.
The announcement for that's on Wednesday, isn't it?
No, they announced Iron Maiden and Metallica.
Yeah, we spoke about that.
The announcement, third headline is tomorrow.
I think it'll be either Biffy Clyro or Black Sabbath.
Both great shouts. I don't want it to be Biffy though.
I'd rather it be Biffy, yeah.
Really? Just so you don't feel disappointed about not going.
Well, yeah. And what, that, I quite like Biffy.
Are those the two most likely rumours?
I'd say yeah, because so. Biffy got announced for Isle of Wight today. And Black Sabbath are doing UO festivals.
I'm kind of like that with Reading. I want it to be rubbish so I don't go.
Yeah. So if it's doing well so far.
I want to do Download because I don't live there.
Is that the only reason?
And Aerosmith and Fall Out Boy. I'd really like to see Fall Out Boy live.
Could let
and Rob Zombie.
As well.
Go on, it's Rob
Zombie. Zombie, yeah. That'll be
it's the best stage, better stage show from May.
There'll be lots of fire.
So we should probably set on the next song. I don't think any of us fans of 1975.
Hey.
Oh, really?
What? What?
Trust Louis to pull through as usual.
Well, yeah, I've listened to this album and I think it's pretty good.
So have I.
It's pretty solid.
I think it's awful.
I also think it's awful. And they're the kind of band that I honestly would like, but I don't
it's
do
solid.
Not like this.
It's a solid album. It's got the votes. What's it, number five? Number five?
It is number five. That's unbelievable.
Yeah. Wow. It's a solid pop album.
What do people like about it?
It's a pop album, mate.
Is it?
Yeah, I think it is a pop album. You said Paramore. If Paramore was a pop album, this is definitely a pop
is
album.
Is it? I don't remember any of the songs apart from Chocolate.
Chocolate, that's a great song.
This one's called Girls. I was told it's one of the better ones.
Yeah, it's good. It's catchy. Okay. All catchy songs.
I don't get this band because I remember when I first heard about them, then in like the year and a half gap until I next heard about them, they were suddenly headlining the O2 Arena.
I'm not doing the O2 Arena.
Have they done that?
No, they have done the O2.
No, they haven't headlined it. I'm following them.
At least they're like, I guess, like, at least the singer has a unique voice, even though his voice is horrifically annoying. Annoying. At least it's unique.
He's
at least it's not like
he's
Bastille.
Got like a famous mum.
Don't go there.
Does he have a famous mum?
Yeah, he has that mum from Loose Women and Wally
which
Road. What's her name?
Janet or something?
Denise.
Denise Welch.
Denise Welch. Denise Welch.
Was she the one on Big Brother? Well, I mean, it's rubbish, but we're going to play a couple of songs, and who wants to introduce Dillinger?
We can both. We'll both do it.
I think you should kick it off. You're the Dillinger boy.
All right.
And we're picking it because it's
what,
number
Dillinger?
Two.
Oh, are we doing it now?
It's Aidan's number
well,
two.
It'll be after 1975.
All right, basically one of the best bands ever, probably, I would say.
Top five
best bands of all time.
I'm not a massive Dillinger guy.
The thing about Dillinger is when they released their first album, no one knew what the hell to think about them, and they're still doing that. They're still completely confusing
it's
people.
Very radio-friendly song, this one.
It's
catchy.
Wow, God. It shouldn't be catchy. On the radio. It'll be one of the heaviest things you've ever heard.
I'll tell you what, actually, I'm half with Louis. I didn't like Dillinger until I saw them live.
I'd love to see them live. I'd love to see them live.
They're fantastic.
On record, I just don't buy into it.
It makes a lot more sense live.
Yeah. Live, yeah, they're insane live. But on record, they're...
Can't get drawn in.
It's
you have to give them a few goes.
Do you get what I mean?
I get exactly what you mean. I don't expect any deal. I don't expect people
that
to listen to Dillinger.
On Scuzz a lot. I like.
To instantly like it. Yeah, well, you know, they're a punk band at heart.
It's punk, mate.
Yeah.
He didn't. They didn't make the top 10. We're playing them because who's number two? Are they?
It was my number two.
Yeah,
it's your number two, but your number one we've already played.
Yeah.
So yeah,
oh, of course, yeah, because it was in the list.
What's your album called?
One of Us Is the Killer.
Yeah.
Ooh,
it's me.
Cool.
It's the murder mystery album.
And what's the 1975 album?
I think it's self-titled. I'm pretty sure.
The Dillinger album actually got very high up in the list. It was close to being in the top 10.
Yeah, it's very good.
It was doing really well.
It's very good. But also, probably their second worst album, I'd say.
No.
It's no?
It's like
I definitely
it's like
think
their it... best album.
Nah.
It's the culmination of everything they've done so far.
I've got a soft spot for Isle of Wight.
I think
anyway.
It's had mixed reviews at everyone. Everyone's
everyone seems to like it. It's just, I'm a bit of a Dillinger. I mean, they're my favourite band. I'm a total fanboy.
So yeah, to begin with, number five in audio ethics albums of 2013 is 1975.
Oh, wow.
Just the way it went into that. Check us out.
No one's going to be checking out.
Where else could you listen to the 1975 followed by that? And next up is Kanye West.
Oh, yes. What song you chosen?
Well, I got Black Skinhead because you wouldn't... Well, obviously you would believe you've heard it, but I didn't realise how much he swears until I tried to find a song where he doesn't swear.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I found a radio edit of it, so obviously I just chose that one. That's number four. Number four, Yeezus.
What album.
It is good, isn't it?
I haven't listened
to
it.
Incredible.
I've been listening to him all week, just College Dropout and Late Registration.
Yeah,
really.
They're my favourites, and like obviously this is really different.
Yeah.
But...
it's still clever.
What'd they say on the list about Kanye West?
Oh, hang on. Give me
I
a second.
I can't remember.
Because there was a news story going around this week, which is definitely fake, but it was to do with Mandela, wasn't it?
Yeah, they were saying in the story that he had gone onto a radio station in America and said, now that Mandela's passed away, people can focus more on my efforts. And not one single person that read that story realised it was from a website from the Daily Current.
I believed it until you told me it was satire.
Well, that's the thing as well, because other reputable news websites picked up the story and wrote it off themselves.
I'm so glad you said that, because I would have written that
up. I didn't even look at it. I just not saw a link and presumed it was real. That's how much of the kind of thing you'd say.
I honestly wouldn't have put it past him to have said something that silly.
And Leo would have said he was a genius.
Yes. Oh, he is.
He absolutely is, but I mean, he wouldn't have said that.
Nelson Mandela didn't do anything like college dropout.
We've got Stereotyping You by your favourite album of 2013. The Kanye West Yeezus one says, people who like arguing about music more than they like listening to it.
Ooh, that's a good one.
That's basically like the Needle Drop fan base.
That's cool.
That's right.
Well, there's a lot to argue about on the album. The tour. Do you remember we spoke about the tour?
Oh, the ridiculous tour. If that comes over here early next year, I want to make it my effort to get it.
I am going to go. Whatever happens.
Well, I'm not.
You can go watch the X Factor live tour.
I might.
The two support acts, well, at least they were in America, were Chance the Rapper and Kendrick.
Yeah, that's incredible. Great.
Did you see Joey Badass support Disclosure in London?
No.
That's pretty cool.
That's going to be pretty cool.
Yeah.
But yeah, so it's number four, Yeezus. Must got a lot of those.
Yeah, it got a lot of hits.
It was number one on my list.
I think it was
in my list. It was number four for me.
Number seven or something.
I don't think anyone put it as their number one. It just got a lot of votes.
I don't think it was particularly anyone's favourite album of the year, but a lot of people liked it. Yeah. That was just the best way to sum it up.
Yeah.
It was just, it was clever. It's different. It's Kanye West, isn't it? It's what he does. it's what he does. Number four, do you add album 2013? It's Yeezus.
So many rude words in that.
He's so crazy.
So good.
I think he's intentionally made that very not radio friendly.
Yeah.
Well, he didn't even put out like an official lead single or anything. Radio had to guess it, so that they just ran with black skinhead. Yeah, it's in the Zane Lowe interview, because he didn't particularly promote one single in more than the others.
What's his angle anymore? Does he want to be in like everyone's main consciousness? Does he want to be a massive?
I think he wants just a very, very egotistical and confused man who is a genius.
He wants to be in everyone's main consciousness, but projecting air that he doesn't want to be in their main consciousness.
He's interesting.
He is interesting. I'd love to just have a chat with him. Imagine us five interviewing him here.
That'd be fun, wouldn't it?
Oh no, after 2 minutes he'd shout at me for something.
Yeah, he would shout about leather jogging pants or something like that.
My hair.
Should we try and get him for Audio Addicts? I think we should just send him an email. Yeah.
See what
like you are, Kanye. Do you want to come for our radio show?
I'm sure he'll say yes.
Bring some friends. Bring Jay-Z.
He's a big fan. Sean's pals with him, aren't you, Sean?
Yeah, you go
way back.
I could get him here, but
he's a bit busy.
I think he's a bit busy. I think we're too good.
I still don't think he's forgiving you for what you've done to him.
Oh, yeah. Sorry about
that. Do you remember that? Yeah.
Yeah, sorry, Kanye. Yeah. I won't go into details, but, you know. Yeah. I think we're cool now.
Yeah, I think you'd be all right.
Number three is Foles.
In a way, I'm not surprised it's ended up in the top 10, but I didn't like it there because, this is the third time I think I've said this on this show now. Like, first two singles came out, sounded massive, sounded fantastic. Album came out, diminished everything else, and it was a shrinker for me.
Yeah, same, exactly the same. It's front loaded. The first half's good, the last half is awful. And it gets worse with every listen.
I put it on as I walked into uni this morning, which I think I've probably only ever done with this album like two or three times.
Yeah,
and I think there's like a prelude, and then it goes straight into Inhaler, then
My Number straight away, and then it's straight into Bad Habit, which is a single after those two.
Yeah. So I mean, that little run of songs is brilliant. If they kept that standard up all album, that would be one hell of an album. But they certainly did not.
Which one we playing?
Inhaler.
That's a pleasant little song.
Best song on the album, I'd say.
I wouldn't call it a pleasant little song. Yeah, it's quite angry.
It's quite angry. Yeah, it's like a punk song in places.
Halfway through, first part's very chill.
They're future headline material for us.
Oh, without a doubt,
definitely.
I think Melvin Benn's actually backed them to headline Reading in the future.
Well, I think they're playing Alexandra Palace, so they're like one step away from like O2 Arena level, and if they can sell that O2 Arena level,
I think they could.
Well, that's headlining Reading, that is.
Yeah.
Some of the the vaccines last year, a couple of years ago, just sold out O2 Arena.
Yeah. Oh, that's the band I was thinking of.
If they could do it, Foles could do it. Easily.
Yeah, definitely.
I think with their next album, at absolute minimum, even if the next album's a bad album, it still gets the radio airplay. At minimum, they're going to be sub-headlining the likes of Reading.
I think the next album's going to be the big one for them.
I hope it is, because they've got the potential.
Yeah.
What was the one previous to this?
I don't remember.
Antidotes.
There was Total Life Forever. Yeah, that won the Mercury... No, did it? No, it didn't. No, it was nominated for the Mercury Music Prize.
Is Antidotes that year. Generally thought of as the awesome one?
Antidotes was their first one. Yeah. That was the one with like Cassius and all that. Yeah. Total Life Forever was the second, and that was the most critically acclaimed one.
They're a cool band. They've got a really particular sound.
I'm not.
They're great. I love them. Like, I love them. But,
I'm not a Foles fan.
Nah?
Nah, not for me, mate.
Nah, they lost their jangliness halfway through the second album.
I think, yeah, well, they did some things right. So, yeah, this is, what did I say, number three?
It's number three.
Very high up, yeah.
And it's called Holy Fire, is it not?
Yeah.
And this is Inhalium. Big song. Big song.
Very big song.
When he gets all shouty at the end, that's good climax to a song. It is good.
I'm not a fan. Sorry.
You're Mr. Negative today.
Am I? Yeah, I am a bit.
And you get cynical. Excited.
No, when I was being nice, it was about stuff all you didn't like.
That is a good point, actually.
Every time you're nice about something, it's something rubbish. Anyway.
It seems like the mission statement of the show is to crap on everyone else's opinions.
New Year's, what's everyone doing?
I'm just going out of my hometown, standard business.
Maybe probably
a party. But
don't know. And the boys, we might come. Me and the boys.
You and the lads.
Me and the boys.
The lad pack.
We might come. I think we want to change to a good old North Walsham. We might even go to Norwich. Or we'll come up back up to Southampton and have the
up.
I did want to go back to Southampton.
Down to Southampton, but the problem is you've got to buy tickets. Always go anywhere. You've got to buy a ticket.
Yeah. I'm just happy staying in my hometown and going to the local metal pub all night.
Yeah. Do you have a metal pub in your local?
Sort of. It's like a metal pub that's had to branch out into doing normal nights.
Didn't make money, mate.
It's on the same downhill trajectory the unit's been on for the past 18 months.
You can't edit that out.
I wanted to talk about that, but we probably shouldn't. For the past 2 or 3 years, I've always gone to the same place. Someone owns a cricket club, and like a whole school year just goes there.
Yeah, I used to do that when I was.
It's like a big reunion thing you do.
New Year's always like, it's quite nice.
We always had that kind of thing, just like everyone you knew from school's just out on town at the same night. It's like, I remember you. And I wish I didn't.
It's the only night I actually go out. Whereas I'm one of those guys who's actually probably back in hometown. I'm out every weekend.
New Year's. I don't think she's actually doing it this year, by the sounds of it. But anyway, I'm actually going to be down here, probably making pizza.
Oh, really? I might come say hi.
I know.
You can come up with me and
I don't know why I agreed to that. She was like, there's New Year's Eve and
money.
There's New Year's Day.
Money.
You should probably do one or the other. And I was like, yeah, I'll just do both.
Money. If I come to Southampton, I'll give you a bell and you can come out with a lad pack.
I just don't like going out pizza. Anymore. I haven't been out.
Getting old.
Well, probably. It's my housemate's birthday this Friday, so we've got to do something. I just don't want to get drunk.
Have I been out this term?
I don't think you have.
Halloween.
Don't go out.
Halloween doesn't really count. That was a house. That's not the same.
Account.
You haven't been to a club, have you, for the whole of the
time? They're awful.
They are. That's the thing.
They are awful.
No, I disagree. I love a club. Love clubbing.
Where do you like down here, Lou?
I love Unit.
Right.
I love 90s.
Right.
I love Junk. Junk is amazing.
I would not agree, but...
I think it's rubbish.
Junk's amazing, and I like the Pop World.
It took a while.
Sorry.
Terrible. Yeah, Junk and Pop World, 90s.
Pop World's actually quite
fun. Yeah, it's really fun, isn't it? Yeah. And, they're my favourites. I love clubbing. It's fun.
Well, next up, Laura Marling, Miguel, baby. It's my number two, because my number one...
It's number one?
It's coming up later. Yeah, it's number one. It's off the newest album, which isn't my favourite album at all.
Nah, I agree.
But it's great.
Yeah.
Standard, because she is great.
Wait, is this your number two then?
A bit boring.
This is my number two, yeah.
Oh, okay.
You said she's boring.
Yeah, I find her a bit boring. She is boring.
Me and Ellis are seething right now.
Yeah, but she is boring.
How is she boring? Is she boring?
Every level.
She has got no personality. More intensity and emotion in one song of hers than Frank Turner has in his entire
I can't
career.
Trust...
Disagree.
Agreed.
Hold on, disagree. I can't trust you saying anyone has intensity when they have their own brand of tea.
Yeah, totally.
That's Lucy Rhodes.
Yeah, that's a different person.
Lucy Rhodes.
I bet she has her own brand of tea.
I bet she loves her peppermint tea.
What do they say in the list about her?
I don't think they have anything in there for her.
No, they do.
They do.
Yeah, you got it almost spot on.
But I said this last week. what I like in a good album and good music is like drama and intensity, and you just want to listen to it and just be like, whoa, this is deep.
It's just what she has.
I don't...
And she nails it.
I don't get it.
There we go. Laura Marling, Once I Was an Eagle. Girls who like crafts and have an intimidating knowledge of tea.
Leo.
Yeah, it's Leo in a nutshell.
I don't drink tea. I don't like crafts and I'm not a girl. So that page can jump.
Yeah. It's wrong.
I was going to say, you're the only person on this page that your choices hasn't applied to.
Yeah.
He's a true individual.
Damn. She like, she just... I'm not going to go off on one for ages.
What? Yeah, yeah.
But she's just, like, she's special, I think. I think she just nails what she does.
I liked it when she won the Brit Award.
And also, the thing about this new album is it's different to other stuff as well, because it's completely minimalist. Mm. Like, her other stuff has, like, all these flourishes and all this orchestration. This is her in a room with, I think, a bass guitarist in there as well, and that's it.
Would I like it?
No.
Don't know, probably not, no.
This is the song
I
chose.
I want to like it. I really want to like
it. It's so dark.
But I just don't...
It's really dark.
What's the song I've chosen lyrically is called Devil's Resting Place.
Incredible. What,
lyrically?
Lyrically.
It's a dark lyrically.
It's folk music as well.
Yeah, I love folk music, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, it's,
yeah, this
it's
song,
very dark.
This song probably has the most going on the album.
Actually,
yeah.
I'll give it a go. I don't...
Well, yeah, it was my number two of the album. It didn't make our top 10. Was it anywhere near? Probably not.
No, I don't think it was.
Was it in your top 10?
It was in mine, yeah.
Was it?
Yeah.
I don't remember.
What number did you give it? Do you remember?
It was between 8 and 10, I think.
Yeah.
So enough. 9.
it might have been 10. I can't remember, to be honest.
But yeah, this is called Devil's Resting Place, and see what you think, Louis. Boom.
Love it.
Is that right?
I can't believe 1975 are on this list. I can't believe Lady Gaga's on this list. Bastille are on this list, and that isn't.
I know.
Yeah. Well, I think it's an accent that I don't like.
Really?
Accent?
Yeah, I can't really understand her.
What?
Yeah.
She just speaks like you or me.
She doesn't.
What's her accent?
She has an accent. I don't know.
She's got a standard kind of accent.
You have more of an accent than she
does. Do I have an accent?
Well, only a tiny bit, but she has less than you. She's from like...
I like it.
I swear, well, I can't remember where she's from. Do you know where she's from?
She might be from Hampshire.
But I think she like grew up, because she left and went to London and grew up in Shepherd's Bush and all that stuff.
Yeah, she's weird. We're just a bit weird.
She's great.
I like weird.
Intense.
Exactly.
No, it's not intense.
I'm sorry, I listened all the way through that, and I had no idea how that could be classed as intense.
Yeah, it's not intense.
Because no one was listening in this room. You walk down the street with that blaring in your ears, louder than anything else. I mean,
you're gonna
there's
be
nothing
eye,
more
yeah.
intense.
Well, then I'm going to just want to be in a field.
You can be in a field. It's intense. It doesn't matter where
it's very intense.
It's not for me. Frank
Turner. It's like she's seething, mate.
Stick with Frankie T and Gabrielle Aplin.
It's too happy.
Gabrielle Aplin.
Frank Turner is a big name that people love, and I get that. Gabrielle Aplin isn't on the same page as well. She is not.
She isn't.
No. She's happy. That's the difference.
Happy's boring. Anyway, we're down to the last two.
Wow.
If anyone's listening, full stop. If anyone's listening that doesn't know this list, like, I wonder what they'd be thinking. Call in, tweet us.
Check out our website. Oh yeah, it'll be on the website. What's the website called?
www.audio-addict.co.uk.
The enthusiasm.
Christmas blues, mate. Christmas blues.
But I think it would be fairly obvious who the top two are going to be right now.
It's got to be.
Yeah.
That's certainly one of them.
Yeah, the second one is I think it was my number five album of the year.
It wasn't a mine.
It flows really well.
I don't remember what it is.
Same
I mean, we're about to play it. So number two of Audio Addicts albums of the year 2013 is Biblical. No, it's not Biblical. No. It's Biffy Clyro.
Biffy Clyro.
And it's called what?
Opposites.
Opposites.
Oh yeah.
It was gonna be called something terrible, like Land at the End of the
Tunnel. Oh no, that's the name of like each disc on it.
Yeah.
The land between the sand and the sand between the land. Something like that.
something rubbish. But Opposites, and it was definitely my number four, my number five album. I can't remember which. But I just think it flows so well.
Great
album.
It's a double album that just doesn't get weak at any point.
Exactly. Yeah. There's a clear difference between the albums, but if you put them together, it still works really well.
I like the whole concept of it, like Aiden said, like each disc is named that, and then they have those lyrics in the second song, and all ties together. Mm. It's really clever.
A successful double album is pretty rare, isn't it?
Yeah, especially when they're released at the same time now. Mm.
I remember,
lot of bands are doing them half, like, 6 monthly.
I remember going into HMV and, like, buying
I think it. We bought it at the same time.
Yeah, we bought it at the same time. And they said, we've literally not sold any other CDs apart from this today.
No.
Yeah, it was, like, it was about, like, at 4, like, in the afternoon that that we got it. And, you know, it was
and their official headline status
yeah,
now.
Yeah, they
right?
could do Wembley Stadium.
Yeah,
they could do Wembley Stadium. That's a big move.
I think at the end of this album cycle, they could easily do it.
Yeah. Isn't that now? They could do it now. Yeah.
I think they're pretty credible as well, and they're well respected in the sense how they've done it. Because they started off pretty. Terrible. I don't know what
you're
saying.
I used to hate
weird.
They've made
you
weird.
Hated really
them.
Heavy.
I hated them at first. They made weird music. Mainstream accessible. Music.
It's the same
pop
reason.
Music. They made weird music, pop music, essentially.
Well, that's the thing. They can write a pop single, but they can still. There's something about it that's just original.
It's still technical. It's just,
their early stuff
it's
was.
Biffy.
Was like, similar. Like, a lot of it was similar to, like, Dillinger.
Yeah. When you listen to There's No Such Thing as the Jaggy Snake.
That's my favourite old song of theirs.
But yeah, there's earlier stuff than that. It's just insanely heavy and insanely confusing and, like, perplexing as well.
But I saw them in 2007. And they were not good.
Was that Download?
Yeah, Download in the 10. Opposite, it was the Puzzle Tour. Just the very start of the Puzzle Tour.
Puzzle's great album.
Yeah, great album. I love it now, but at the time, they were just not a great Puzzle. Live band. For that, for the point they were at, they were at a really high point at that time, and they were just not up to it.
I think they were third down on that stage that day.
But 2 years later, when Golden Rule came out, they got
nailed
it.
I really think
now look at them.
Yeah.
Now look at them.
Puzzle's still.
I've seen
like,
them 8 times now. That's
you've seen
much,
them 8 times?
Yeah, that's how much my opinion of them changed.
Hold on, have we got an album we all agree on?
I think
it
so.
Looks like it.
Wow. Must be good.
They are.
Listen, I like this band. I've seen them in festivals, I've seen them by themselves. But this album isn't anywhere near my favourite album of theirs. It's probably 4th.
Yeah.
No, it's.
It's probably my favourite.
3rd.
Second.
Puzzle's my favourite.
I think Puzzle or Only Love Evolution's probably my favourite. Maybe second or third. The last three are my 3 favourite albums. I like it because it's all much more accessible.
But I'm certainly not saying it's a bad album. I don't know. I probably, even though I just said it's a good double album, I don't want it to be a double album. Double album.
They did it well.
I never go anywhere or do anything where I have time
it's,
to listen to a double album
long,
from start
though.
To finish.
I think it's quite long.
Each album's only about half an hour long, I think.
Is it?
Yeah.
No, it can't be that. Surely there's 13
that's
tracks.
About an hour long over to get altogether.
It's an hour and a half.
Oh, maybe an hour.
About an hour and a half.
It didn't take that long in my car.
Well, I mean, it is a good album, end of. So we should probably play it so we can
Let's
get to the number
it.
One.
Yeah.
This is Biblical, my favourite on the album. Anyone else?
Same.
It's
same.
My favourite, yeah.
Modern Magic Formula is my favourite.
They play that Download, didn't they?
Well, we're not playing that. So yeah, number 2, 2013, Audio Addicts album of the year is Opposites. That is huge.
Massive, massive.
Awesome song.
That's the thing, you go through that double album and the hits just hit you. Every 2 or 3 songs, there's one that will knock you out.
Yeah.
That that took me back to Reading, and that's just that was big. That was very big. But number one was also my number one. I can't really work out what you four think of it.
It wasn't.
I like it.
Good.
It wasn't in any of our lists.
Number one
was it in your list, Sean?
No.
I don't like them anyway.
Whoa, number one album of 2013, according to Audio Addicts, is. AM by Arctic Monkeys.
No,
it's good.
It's my number one album. I think it's great. I think it's just them at their best right now.
I wouldn't say it's totally awful. It's just something a little off about it. I haven't still quite figured out what it is. There's certain bits of the album I like. Like when it first came out, Sean, you said a lot of the beats sound like Dre.
Yeah.
The good thing about it is it's produced by Josh Homme, which I don't like that much, but I love his production.
Yeah, I'd
it's
agree.
So grimy and dirty.
Well, that's why I
like
Humbug so
that's
much.
That's the one I like.
I think
it's the best thing they've done since. What's the really good one? Ellis
favorite
one.
Worst Nightmare or the very first
the
one?
The first one is
the
amazing.
First
where,
one.
Where
it's a brilliant album.
It's the best one since the first one.
Yeah.
Definitely. But it's they kind of do BRMC better than BRMC, like in this album. They kind of do.
I just think
that
it's
doesn't
got
take
such,
much.
It's got such a style. You can just picture him singing it, just looking cool, and you just feel cool when it's on. It's just great.
That is true. Like that was the first one that came out. Why Do You Only Call Me When You're High? Doing his little Sheffield croon along to it. I thought that is kind of like Alex Taylor. In a nutshell.
And this one's called Arabella. It's not the most popular one, but I think it's the one that if you listen to the album for an extended amount of time, like the big ones jump out, but then this is the one that kind of just lasts a little bit longer and you keep going back to it. I think the lyrics at the beginning are some of the best lyrics I've ever listened to. I think it's just it's the way you just it's cool
but rips off Black Sabbath, just saying.
I'm seeing him next Friday in Birmingham. just saying.
I'm going to see Frank Turner. Just saying.
Oh God, not back to this again.
I don't. I haven't really. I don't think I'll listen to the song. But I'm not a massive Arctic guy. But I do love. But you look good on the dance floor.
Well, there we go. That sums up Louis.
We should wrap it up because there's only a minute left.
We should say our goodbyes.
I've got a steak waiting for me.
So thanks for listening.
Thank you.
We'll be back in the new year anyway.
Yeah, it's our last show of the year.
The second Tuesday of January.
Actually, while I'm here, I just say sorry to Joe Price for Danny Brown not being in the top 10.
It was close. It was close.
Sorry, Georgia. She voted for Bangers by Miley Cyrus.
What?
Could have played Wrecking Ball.
Yeah. Someone voted for something worse from that.
Yeah, should we just go for a couple of embarrassing votes?
Andrew did Well I Am. Hashtag willpower.
Oh, is that what he called the album?
Yeah.
Oh my
hashtag
God.
Hashtag willpower.
That's horrible.
And Janelle Monáe didn't get in there.
Oh, that's a great
that's
album.
That's a fantastic album. Yeah. These are honourable shouts. What Palm Reader was so close to getting in.
I didn't know they were so popular. Yeah. They must be popular amongst
they did really well. Bad Weather, great album.
Well, it's been a pretty good year for music when you look at it. When you look back at it like that,
It's a great year actually.
And we'll be back next year. Have a lovely Christmas.
Yeah, Merry Christmas, guys.
Merry Christmas. Have some mince pies.
And this is brilliant.
Can we end
this,
that?
This is the number one album of 2013, and this is Arabella by Arctic Monkeys. See you later.